Good afternoon and welcome to Mars Bar on this October 31st, 2021. That's right. It is Halloween. Happy Halloween, everyone. Have a wonderful, safe, fun day ahead of you. Enjoy it as for all it's worth. And I always like to see all the kids in the costumes and pass out candy and walk around the neighborhood. It's a lot of fun for me personally, but hopefully you do the same. Make sure you stay safe, though. And we always put God first. And I just want to bless all of you listening today on this Halloween 2021. I want to start by saying that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. That's from Romans 10:9, and I absolutely believe in that, and you will have eternal life. So God bless you all. Amen. And put God first, and everything will follow. We have so much to be thankful for, but we also need to just make sure we pray to God for this nation and for the world, what's going on with this pandemic and how it's affected so many people and just so many crazy things going on. We just look to the Lord for shining the light on all the corruption going on and making sure that people's eyes are awakened and their minds are awakened, because this is the time to just show that things are not right with society. This is a backwards, upside down world we're living in, and all the corruption is coming to light. It really is. So, I mean, that's just one of the things that I always talk about. But I think that every day there are more and more crazy things going on, and it's just got to be addressed. And people need to not be quiet anymore. We need to stand up for our beliefs. We need to stand up for what's right. And we need to stand up for our freedoms, especially here in America, where we are the land of the free. And nothing is free anymore, it seems, the way that things are going on with the mandates, for instance. And people are literally getting fired from their jobs, and people's lives are on the line just if they decide, if they don't want to do something that the Democrats are trying to demand of them, such as these vaccine mandates. We just keep seeing more and more of the workforce being put into a corner. And I just applaud those who stand up for their freedoms and for standing up for what they believe is right. What's happening in New York, for instance, in the fire departments. Goodness me, the fire departments are literally putting the demands on the firefighters. If they don't get the jab, if they didn't get it by Friday, that was on the 29th of October, they will lose their job on Monday. On November 1st, tomorrow. So they will be seeing this. They have a lot of firefighters that stood up and they walked out basically. And they said, even if we got it, we're standing with the ones that didn't, because we're a brotherhood. And I think that's so fabulous. And I just love that family oriented feeling of the firefighters. And I thank them for their service and what they're doing to show that they're standing together and they're banding together. Because if you're band together, then you're going to have more of a voice. So I think that's wonderful. And I appreciate and applaud people that do this to show that we're not going to give in. We're not going to comply against this tyranny. This is unconstitutional and it's un-American. You cannot force us to do something. And you're certainly not going to force us to show what we have done with our own bodies, because HIPAA protects that. HIPAA protects your medical records. So we should still have that intact, and we should not have to be forced to say if we did something or we did not, because that's our medical records. That's our privacy. That's a private issue. So just stand strong, America, just stand strong. And I applaud those, and I definitely have respect for those who do. Speaking of which, we have what's called a freedom, well, I say Freedom Fighters Unite. It's called Worldwide Walkouts, and this is happening right now. It's going to happen actually on November 3rd. It's called the Worldwide Walkout. It will demand a return to freedom and democratic principles. Citizens around the globe are protesting loss of liberty, illegal mandates and tyrannical government overreach. Every man, woman, and child is important to this movement. Robert F. Kennedy, actually, he's the board chair and lead counsel. He said this, and I quote, "No government in history has ever surrendered power in the absence of a demand. We need to tell these governments and their friends in the technocracy, the Silicon Valley Billionaire Boys Club, the mainstream media, and the pharmaceutical industry that we no longer tolerate their trampling of citizens' rights." So join us for the worldwide walkout kickoff on November 3rd. He's saying why? Well, because this is not a quote, by the way. This is from the Children's Health Defense Organization website. "People have been battered during the epidemic for the last 1.5 years, and now their jobs, livelihoods, education for their children, the way of life is being threatened because they refuse to take a government and employer mandated injection. Religious and medical exemptions are being rejected, but that is a false choice anyway." This is what they say on the Children's Health Defense website. "Since when does anyone need an exemption to exercise their personal right to reject a foreign substance being injected into their body by the government? Americans in the world need to stand up, walk out, and just say no. CHD will encourage recurring walkouts where citizens target specific industries and solidify our grassroots movement as a powerful voting block in elections to apply political pressure. The Children's Health Defense and our state and international chapters are joining citizens and organizations from all over the world as they come together for worldwide walkouts." So this is definitely considered a global shutdown to stop business as usual and celebrate human rights. Citizens around the world will be asked to unify for freedom and commit acts of civil disobedience to make their point. No masks, no vaccines, no testing, no coercion. The potential headlines: 500 towns in America and around the world have nurses, teachers, firefighters, law enforcement officers, you name it, walk out for freedom. French and Italian voters and acts of civil disobedience. I mean, this is just an idea of what they're saying could be a headline. And where is this happening? Well, any mass gathering of people in peaceful noncompliance engaging in acts of civil disobedience. People can gather at local town halls, courthouses, their Department of Education, or state capitals, or any high-profile, high-traffic area. Any location works, and no event is too small or too large. They will only grow with time. How? Make it a celebration of unity. Create a unified voice with signage, posters, singing of popular songs, the national anthem, chants, and more. Ask veterans, first responders, educators, and children to speak. Create a community by asking the crowd to introduce themselves to their neighbor, encouraging hugs and holding hands to resist the mainstream narrative of social distancing and fearing close contact with others. Choose for everyone to wear a consistent color to unify the crowd visually. If you're expecting large crowds or using amplified sound, you may need to consider securing permits with local municipal precincts or community affairs offices. But people also have the right to peacefully assemble in public areas as long as they're not obstructing vehicle or foot traffic. So you could do this anywhere. Come back to this page, thechildrenshealthdefense.org, for helpful planning information on this and future rallies, including best practices. So these are places that it can be done. They do list an amount of states and cities throughout the United States. Here in California, where I am, we have one in San Diego that's going to be going on. In fact, I have that information for my local team. It says it's going to happen at the Waterfront Park on Pacific Highway here in San Diego from 11:30 to 1:30 p.m. on November 3rd. Says, stand up, show up, stop the mandate, stop the tyranny. Join us and be a defender of truth, freedom, and health. Learn more at worldwidewalkouts.org. And you can find it if you're a listener outside of San Diego, outside of California, certainly. And I appreciate you tuning in, by the way. You can find out your information by going to that website. And again, thank you for joining me here. Visit us at eternalaffairsmedia.com. Please consider dropping a donation, clicking on a sponsored link, or becoming a patron to support our shows. And God bless you always. Again, this is Mars Bar. I'm Marcy Latimer, and I am here on Halloween. Peter Smith says, if America is not free, the rest of us have no hope. I pray for America and her patriots. Thank you, Peter Smith, for writing in. Yeah, I certainly agree with that statement. That is true, because we are the land of the free. People come to us to get freedom. They moved to the United States of America for freedom because we are the land of the free. So what's happening now is they're dismantling all of that in front of our very eyes. So thank you, Peter, for mentioning that. That is so true. If it is not for us being free, the rest of us have no hope. I mean, look what's happening in Australia right now. If you're not familiar, they literally are putting people in quarantine to the point where they cannot even leave their own homes unless they are going to the grocery store. And even then, they only have a time limit where they can do it, like an hour out of their whole day to the essential places to get things like food and essentials. They are not allowed to go to the local park. They're not allowed to go to theaters or any place of amusement. Goodness, it's really scary in Australia right now. If you have not seen, you might want to just, you know, Google it. Actually, to be honest, I use DuckDuckGo now as my search engine. I try not to do Google because they're so, they encroach on your freedoms. Again, that's another thing. Google, big tech. I don't trust big tech. I mean, they're really trying to dictate what you're doing. And of course, they are following what you search. So then they're watching you like Big Brother. So DuckDuckGo is one that they don't track. So I choose to do DuckDuckGo as my search engine now. So that's something to think about. But go to Australia, DuckDuckGo, and then check Australia and what's happening. It's unbelievable and it's scary. And it's something that could happen here in America. We've already seen it a little bit of the quarantine time in 2020 where they were having everything shut down for so long. And 2021, honestly, it's worse now. The COVID cases are skyrocketed, yet here we have people with vaccines. So you're telling me the vaccine works? Very questionable. If it works so well, then why are you so scared? Peter saying quarantine camps are being built for the unvaxxed in Queensland, Australia. Yeah, absolutely. Exactly. There you go, right there. Can you believe it? So camps, they're in, as though the unvaxxed are the problem. It's unbelievable. And here, okay, he's saying here in New Zealand, we are being held to ransom by the government until we have 95% vaxxed. Wow. So Peter, I'm assuming that means you, are you in New Zealand? Oh my goodness. So we have a listener. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate it. I appreciate you chiming in. That is frightening. Yeah. So if they are in basically holding you in quarantine camps to the point where they're saying those people, and they're making them in their own entity as though they're to blame for the pandemic. See, this is the crazy part because we didn't have the vaccines a year ago. So it's amazing to think, and we were, the people that were unvaxxed are not being blamed then. So think about that. So here it is a year later. And just because these vaccines are being touted as what everybody needs to do, you know, so the government thinks to get a curb on this pandemic. No. And then they're blaming the unvaxxed. That's so wrong. Yeah, it's wrong. And it is absolutely, Peter, thank you. The thing he says is that the average person is policing this through fear for control. Absolutely. It is absolutely about control. This is about control. This is 100% about control. This is not about healthcare, because if that were the case, then they would not have the nurses and all the people working in the hospitals and the medical care facilities being mandated to the point where if they don't, they're going to be fired. And they don't care. They don't seem to care. So if the government is cracking down the whip like that on these people who were touted our heroes a year ago, and now they're being considered the enemy because they're choosing not to get a vaccine, because here we are, especially in the United States, the land of the free, then yeah, then what are they so afraid of? And if these really work, then why are you having a problem with people that choose not to get it? If you're vaccinated, then you shouldn't have to worry about the people that are unvaxxed. And you sure as heck should not be blaming them for this pandemic, because they are not to fault. So yeah, this is crazy what's going on. Oh my goodness. Business owners are afraid of fines if they don't check for vaccine passports. Thank you for spreading truth. Oh, thank you. Well, you're welcome for spreading the truth. Absolutely. I'm here to do so. I appreciate you chiming in. No, you're right about that. I see this is happening. And in fact, so many companies, if you're going to concerts, for instance, you have to show your vaccine passport now in order to enter the facilities, or at the very least, take a COVID test to prove you're negative. And some places aren't even wanting that. They're just wanting the vaccine passport. So immediately people are being turned away from the door. And these are people who are paying good money to see a concert and to enjoy live music again and live comedy, whatever it is that they're seeing, live plays, maybe on Broadway, you know, and in New York City, especially, where they're really cracking down the whip. It's so bad. It's to the point where you can't even go into a business. That's wrong. That's un-American. That's unconstitutional. So we need to stand strong. We need to stand up to this tyranny. And please just, I say, give it up to God. God will eventually, it'll work through. We need to just stand strong. We need to stand together. And I think if we stand together, the louder we get, the more we're going to be heard. So we this is not a time to be quiet. This is a time to stand strong, to actually come forward. So thank you very much. Okay, he's saying, oh, there's another podcast they're mentioning, the Ralph William podcast. The Ralph William podcast shared the live show. Oh, well, thank you. Okay, I will check it out. Do you think USA will become liberate and when we are put in camps? Oh, I don't know what. Oh, I hope we don't have to be in that particular situation. But these are things that we just have to be diligent on. We have to know that what's happening is just wrong and un-American. Hey, listen, I want to just really touch base real quick on what's happening locally in my San Diego area region of California. And I just wanted to make sure I put the word out there because we have a special election in my East County area of La Mesa, California. One of my favorite cities, the jewel of the city, the jewel of the hills, it's called, and in San Diego County, La Mesa. Laura Lothian is running for city council, and I've been around with Laura, door knocking on doors, going around. We drive around in her golf cart and we door knock and we get the word out to vote for her because she is the only Republican on the ticket for the special election held on November 2nd. So in 2 days, hopefully she will be elected into the La Mesa City Council. She always makes a comment that La Mesa has always been ruby red until recently. And this Democrat agenda, that's socialist agenda that's been encroaching upon our city. And we just want to get the word out to vote for her because she is the key in getting the mileage tax, which is something California is now talking about. They're wanting to get people paying for the mileage that they use in their cars, in their own vehicles when they drive. So this is going to be just yet another expense. California is already so expensive as it is. And so now we're going to have to pay the mileage tax, which is insane. The Democrat agenda is just completely off their charts with the craziness that they're going on. It's lunatics. It's absolute liberal lunacy. So we need people like Laura to get on the city councils in our local levels, and then when they are able to fill that seat, they're going to be the one to appeal these kinds of taxes that are being introduced to California. So please, if you're in this area, if you're local, vote for Laura Lothian, and also make sure that when it comes time to talk about that mileage tax, oh no, we need to get on board, and we want to make sure that we appeal this and we want to fight it because it's just yet another expense, and we're already to the hilt when it comes to expense. We're very expensive over here, paying so much gas tax and everything else, and we have the highest gas in the nation already. I mean, I just was in the harbor area today seeing my friend, and the gas prices were $5.29 a gallon. I'm not kidding. It was $5.29 a gallon around the corner from where she lives. So Oh, where I live, it's $4.69 a gallon. That's horrific as well in the East County. There might be a few places that are hovering around $4.29, but for the most part, yeah, they're getting up there. And this is so expensive. We can't even imagine how much it fills, how much money it takes to fill a tank. You can't even do it anymore. $60 barely gets you half a tank. So it's unaffordable. And so if they're going to put a mileage tax on top of that, oh no, this is going to be driving people out of the state so fast. They're already getting out of here so fast. And I may even look into looking to move to a red state at this point because it's just too much. And it's sad because I love my Southern California home, and I'm a native San Diegan. I'm a third generation native, and I love it here. I love the weather's the best, but you know what? If it's unaffordable and it's getting to the point where it's tyrannical and these mandates, and we had the chance to get Governor Newsom out on September 14th and it didn't work in the recall. So things, all these things adding up just to get to the point where you have no choice but to just say, okay, enough is enough. But we had to band together no matter what, and we had to stand strong for what we believe in. Oh, goodness. Oh, thank you. So Peter mentions before they put all this money and time into climate change, they need to have proof of it and have a viable solution for the problem. Taxing people more is not a solution. Oh, I completely agree, Peter. Yeah, in fact, that's what they're saying. The reason for the mileage tax proposal is they're saying, oh, it's so people won't be driving all their cars and polluting the air. We want them to take or to get electric cars. Well, that's not practical either. So it's ridiculous. The whole thing is ludicrous. And of course, that's what they're going to use as their climate change proposal. They're going to always mention it's climate change. It's ridiculous. Yeah, they're global warming. They always will say that on the left. It's their excuse all the time. All right, guys. Well, thanks so much for joining me. I do appreciate so much. And again, visit us at eternalaffairsmedia.com. Please consider dropping a donation, clicking on a sponsored link, or becoming a patron to support our shows. God bless you always. Put God first and band together. And remember what I told you about the walkouts. If you want to walk out, you want to go to childrenshealthdefense.org for more information, where it's happening, and just do it. Let's stand strong. Let's just make sure we keep our freedoms and stand strong for what we are believing in. And God bless all of you. I appreciate it. Amen.